This is part two of The Average Halloween Special. As you heard in part one, unless of course you weren't listening, Count Cheney, Rumsfeld, and the head of Henry Kissinger are carrying out an evil experiment, planning to replace George with the perfect candidate. Trapped and forced to observe are George, John Ashcroft, and Tom Ridge, who watch in terror. Stay tuned.
Donald, raise the Capitol Dome!
Huh. Ain't that something? Gee, I didn't know the dome could do that. That might be a security issue.
Well, tarnation. They're just letting the rain in, the dang fools.
Raise the cosmic indifference bands.
Lift the operating table.
There goes that mummy.
He's gonna get it all wet. It won't be no use to nobody nohow.
Gosh, look at that lightning.
Turn up the Hyperdyne 93 protractor bus bar compression modulator.
Do we need the back scratcher?
Oh, probably not.
Get it anyway. There's no extra charge.
Wow.
Ain't that something?
I think they fried their mummy.
Rumsfeld!
Yes, Master?
Bring the table down!
Dick, turn down the dynamoid septometer.
I'm also raising the Elasmo Plus Pez dispenser.
Well, I don't know what the hell they talking about.
Neither does they.
Donald, close the Capitol Dome.
Well?
Oh, sorry. Wool gathering. Ah, it's alive. Great snakes, Henry. It is alive.
Excellent. Donald, unwrap it. Soon, gentlemen, shall stand revealed the perfect Republican candidate for the future.
Well, I thought I was a perfect candidate.
Well, you're not bad, George. Perfect, well...
Masters!
Ah, Donald. Is our friend prepared?
Masters? I'm not sure. I think there's been a slight error.
Hi, Dick. Dang, Henry, that all that's left of you? Howdy, George. Hi, fellas.
Help us!
Oh, no.
By gobs.
Bill Clinton? Henry, what have we done?
Donald, was the stress point the Strickfaden set at zero?
No, Master. It was locked at plus 20.
Reset. We have to run the experiment again. Mr. President, would you step back to the table, please?
No way, Henry. You ain't doing that to me.
I'm with you, George.
Not you, Mr. President. Him, Mr. President.
Not a chance, Henry. You ain't getting me back up there. Don, you got any burgers or anything? Any women around here?
I have some of these old, undated Vienna sausage.
Man, you know, ever since you become Cheney's evil assistant, you gotten down...
Come, Mr. President.
Shall I reopen the dome?
Up, Richard. Turn on the Ultradyne Quellboyne accelerator.
Yes, Master.
Where you been, Tom? I found some old peanuts in the pantry. They aren't bad. Want some?
How long they gonna do this?
Hell, I don't know.
Rumsfeld, raise the cosmic autodidact.
And the electroplasma high-tech squeezorama.
I'm raising the digital buffoon.
Blow winds and crack your cheeks. Rage, blow you cataracts and hurricanes. Spout till you have drenched our steeples. Drowned the cocks.
Dick, please.
Shakespeare was a vampire, you know.
No, he wasn't. You're crazy, Dick.
Master, there's smoke coming from the table. I think that last one was a little close.
Oh, well, bring it down.
Bet they wrecked it. Give me some of them goobers, Tom. Here, sir. That's smoking pretty good, but it's moving.
It's you trying to get up.
Rumsfeld, it's moving. What is it?
Control it.
Masters, it's here.
Dick, Henry, what's going on here? Bob Dole's pretty confused.
Look, Masters, we made a Bob Dole.
Rumsfeld, I should have known you'd have something to do with this. Trying to make a monster, Henry?
No, we're trying to make a candidate.
Well, you got Dunderhead over there.
Hey, that ain't nice.
He isn't going to last forever, Robert. And neither are you. Donald! Back on the table.
Back on the table. Dick, if it doesn't work this time, we may be stuck. There's no body we could build that can take four of these experiments.
This one's already looking a little ragged, Masters.
Here's some duct tape, Rumsfeld. How's the weather holding?
Oh, well, here we go again.
Can't you fellas do nothing right? Boy, they're almost as bad as the CIA.
I heard that, Secretary Ridge. Rumsfeld, fire the cosmic flare digester.
Raise the waterproof sidereal particle blaster.
I'm turning on the whiz-bang accelerator.
Raise the dome. Again. Raise the table.
Hey, this is almost as good as Viagra.
Whoops. Turn on the desalinated scatology chamber.
That was a pretty good one, Masters.
Bring the table down, Rumsfeld.
George, we's gonna miss the Scooby-Doo monster movie we stay much longer.
Why ask Laura to tape it for us, John?
It's moving, Masters.
See to it, Donald. George, as long as you're here, don't do any more surprise news conferences without checking with Dick or me. They caught you in... What was it, Dick?
Oh, yes. 19 outright lies, 6 minor discrepancies, and 4 disingenuous responses.
What's a disingenuous repose?
It means you let the spin machine show. We must be careful about that.
You guys got no faith in me, do you?
Not very much, no. Ah, Donald, how is it?
It seems to be working. Here it comes.
Hey, he looks kind of familiar.
What's happening? Where am I? President Bush?
Arnold, that you?
Henry, it worked. The perfect candidate, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Henry Kissinger? Count Cheney? Ouch, hey, what's going on?
Oh dear, his head has fallen off.
Hey, everybody's upside down. This is like really strong glass. Wow.
Donald!
Master!
Boy, you guys are a bunch of swell mad scientists. Oh, shut up, George.
Yes, sir.
Can somebody help me up?
Donald, warm up the trash compactor.
Oh, good. Now his arm is falling off.
Back to the drawing board, Henry.
Come on, George. By gobs, I need me some rubber the brush.
And some pie, John. I think this really calls
for
pie.
That sounds good to me, fellas.
Is that my foot over there? What's going on?
Dick, let's try using corpses like Frankenstein. These synthetics don't impress me at all.
Come, Mr. Governor-elect.
Have any of you guys seen Pete Wilson? Or maybe Warren Buffett?
The Average Network has brought you the Halloween special edition of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and The Average Network. Rumsfeld was impersonated by the late Dwight Fry. Count Cheney was impersonated by the late George McCready. John Ashcroft was impersonated by the late Walter Brennan. Arnold was impersonated by Dr. Henry Kissinger. Dr. Henry was impersonated by Arnold Schwarzenegger. All other cast members were impersonated by the Lennon Sisters, Johnny, Paulette, Georgina, and Ringer. This is Pablo T. Flies wearing his garlic necklace, fingering his crucifix, rubbing his wolf's mane, and eating a taco, asking you to stay tuned.